had a great fellowship and sharings, and so now we're going to hand it over to Kim for the teaching. Take it away, Doris.
Doris, your term of endearment. Well, God bless you all, and it's been a wonderful Skype fellowship tonight, and lots of sharings, and you know, the Word of God always fits like a hand fits in a glove. We can listen to everybody's sharings, and everybody's like covered little bits of my sharing tonight. So, you know, God knows our hearts. He knows the needs of the people even way before we do. And we may think we know what's going on in people's lives, but only God knows that. And as we pour our hearts out to Him, He hears us and He answers. And He always answers with the perfect words. And as you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been cleaning house. And
still going on now.
Yeah, it's still going on now. There's parts of my body that ache that I didn't even know exist. I started glossing, which is like it's the white shiny paint. And I started upstairs doing the skirting boards and the doors, and it just goes on and on and on.
A bit like you.
Yeah, it's never ending. You start and then you see that one part's still a little bit yellow, so you cover that part with the nice white paint. And then as you turn the corner, there's another yellow door, so you paint that one. And then you've got to do the frame, and then you've got to do the other side of the door. And you know, it's being consistent. But actually, I have had to be persistent, because I'm still going. After 3 or 4 days of glossing, I'm still going. And God and Lawrence was just showing me, like, what this is like a worldly thing, the painting, but that we can bring this into the Word. Usually things that are going on in my life right now, I find very easily that I can turn it into a teaching, because we have the Word, which is first and foremost. Obviously the woman takes care of the home, and I'm not so sure that she's the painter, the decorator, the...
Yeah, God gave me revelation. You used to do that.
I was to do all that, okay. But as I said, this glossing is just... I'm just being persistent at it now. It just goes on and on and on. But on that note, let's take our Bibles, and I want to turn to 1 Corinthians and chapter 10. And in verse 13 it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able." So I'm able to finish this job. This task will not beat me. I will be consistent and I will be persistent until I finish it. Then it says, "But will with the temptation also make a way to escape." Well, that certainly wasn't handing the paintbrush to Lawrence. That was not my escape, I can assure you. Then it goes on to say that you may be able to bear it. And I know I'm going to be able to bear this, because at the end of the day, once it's all finished, I will reap the rewards. And no matter how much I want to cut corners, no matter how much I want to give up, it's not in me. It's just not in me. And then it showed me that there are two types of people. There are those that are the go-getters, and there's those that give up at the first sign of trouble. But you know, there's nothing new under the sun. It says that in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. But at times we need to be persistent. And that word persistent means continuing in something in spite of the challenge or the situation or the difficulty. We may get it tough, and then some start to moan. "Oh, this is such a tough task. Oh, I don't think I can cope with this." Start moaning. And then the next thing is they start to give up. oh, I can't complete this. Oh, I don't think I can go any further. No, I'm going to give up. But there are those that won't be beat and they will not give up no matter what the situation is. So we are to be consistent when it starts getting tough. If we're consistent, if we take it to God and say, okay, God, I know there's nothing new under the sun. I'm being tempted. I don't think I can get this task finished, but I'm not going to give up. I'll be persistent. I'm going to really continue in spite of my situation because I know you are faithful. You are going to come through. You're going to make a way for me to escape. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Chapter 15 and verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. That means you don't give up. You stay unmovable on the task. Whatever the desire is in your heart that you're trying to accomplish, whatever it is that God's working in your heart, you stay unmovable until you see it come to pass. Always, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I feel the same, that the work that I'm doing, even though it's not in the Lord, it's going to be a blessing, not only to us, but to people that come in. So the labor will not be in vain. So, and it's the same when it comes down to the word. We're to be steadfast. We're to be unmovable. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary in well doing. Why? For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We can't give up, guys. No matter what the pressures are, no matter what the struggles are, no matter how the adversary tries to attack, if we hold on in there, that word weary is like we're weak or we're going to fail or we're going to faint because we can't stand the pressure anymore. No. Because if you hold on in there, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. We have to be consistent in the good times and the bad. You know, even though I got born again years and years ago, I still have my tough days. But do you allow those tough days to bring you down and for you to give up? Or do you hold on in there knowing that there's going to be a sun's going to come out and God's going to shine on your well-doing, on your labours of love? You know, anything we do, if we do it with God, it becomes easy. Most people think, well, I'm doing this in my own strength. I can do this. I don't need to call on God. But then when it starts to get tough, they feel afraid to call on God because they didn't call on him in the first place. So that's when their struggles come. But you have to be consistent. So when you call on God in the morning, like I do, and I pray and I lift my day and I lift the kids and Lawrence and the dogs and my home, and finances and everything else, I'm consistent in that every day. But am I consistent when my day gets tough? Like today was a tough day. I knew yesterday when I saw all the prescriptions coming in and I knew, you know, God, tomorrow's going to be a tough one. But did I give up? I persevered, I carried on, and I got the task done. And at the end of it, so many blessed people. And I was blessed because I actually accomplished the task that was set before me. And that's how we feel. When God comes through, we really do get the rewards when we stick to the task at hand. Romans chapter 14. Romans 14 and in verse 22 it says, hast thou faith? ? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. When we give up, we become not consistent. So the adversary has a field day with our minds, but we don't condemn ourselves because God doesn't condemn us. You know, we may give up at times. We may be having it so tough that we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we still have faith. So don't condemn yourself, guys. If you've had it tough and you've given up, it's okay. God says that tomorrow's another day. You just look to him, give your desires to him, and he will bring it to pass. The adversary wants you to condemn yourself. He wants you not to be consistent. He wants you not to persist. He wants you to be downtrodden. But remember who Christ in you is. You are a mighty people. You are worthy. You are righteous. You've got everything you need. God has never made a failure. So when we remember those things, then we don't condemn ourselves. Do you believe God and what God says about you? Well, then pull your bootstraps up and move on.
Amen.
Remember, he never made a failure. You do have faith, and you have faith to move mountains, and you have faith to bring those desires to pass. You just have to hold on in there in the tough times. In Matthew, it says we can't serve two masters, can't serve God and mammon at the same time. Mammon we know to be money, wealth, riches, but actually it's the God of earthly riches. So if you can't serve both, I'm telling you now, the best one is to serve the true living God.
Amen.
And you watch him go to work for you. When we have true desires, we will be consistent. And yeah, we can be consistent in praying, in reading the word, in tithing, but it takes persistence to actually see those desires come to pass. Not giving up at the first hurdle. We know that athletes, they go that extra mile and they never give up. You know, they train hard, they run the race, and they really do reap the rewards. In James 1:13, it says, God cannot be tempted with evil, so we shouldn't be tempted either. You know, when we feel those little doubts coming in, oh, you're not going to finish this. Oh, you're not going to do this. Oh, you're not good enough for this. You know, we shouldn't accept those lies. And the adversary is the one that is the biggest liar of all. And he'll make you believe those things. But I'm here to tell you that the living God is telling you right now that he will never put you in a situation that you cannot handle. So whatever's going on in your life right now, just know this, that tomorrow the sun will come out. Tomorrow you are exactly what God says you're going to be. No matter how the adversary attacked you today, remember, tomorrow is another day. And you can get up knowing full well that you've got every enablement to really accomplish the task. In 1 John 2:16, it says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God, but it's of this world. So get rid of it. You know, you don't have to beat yourself down and think to yourself, well, I gave up, so, you know, God's not going to think very much of me. God thinks the world of you. He gave you his only begotten son. He gave up his only begotten son for you. So you are very precious to him. Matthew 26:41 says the flesh is weak, and we all know that. Our carnal mind, our five senses is weak. We need to keep saying the positives over the negatives. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Remember, nothing is impossible with God. Whatever your situation is, whatever times, bad times you're having, or the tough times, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. You are an overcomer.
Amen.
2 Peter 1:4 talks about the lust and the desires. What are your desires? You know, we've already been told tonight about doing a mission statement, writing your desires down, reading them out, bringing them to pass, speak them into being, and you watch them come to pass. Where does your mind go when you get things tough? When things are real tough, where does your mind go? Does it go to the positives that my God's going to see me through? Or does it go, oh, I'm not able to accomplish this? Only you can answer that question. But you have to stay consistent and persist through it. Don't give up when it gets tough. I've picked out a few verses of scripture about what God thinks of us. And in Ephesians 2:10 it says, we are his workmanship. In John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't have given his son for you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You are a new creation. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And Galatians 4:7 says, you are heirs of God through Christ. That's what God thinks of you. And there's hundreds more I could have read out. So just remember, when things are tough, not to give up. God is always there for us. Never give up, but give him a call. Remember? Jeremiah, 33:3. Yeah. Call on me and I will answer thee. Psalms 9:9 says, he is a refuge for the oppressed. He is a refuge in times of trouble. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, and a very present help in trouble. He's always there, guys, but you have to call on him. When you call on him and say, God, you know, these are my desires, but I can't see them coming to pass. Help me. He'll be your refuge. He'll be your strength, and he'll be your present help in trouble. And you watch them come to pass. You know, sometimes we have to have an intimate relationship with God. It's that we need to be talk to him like you talk to your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter. Because otherwise, if you have no communication, you know, it's not intimate. You will end up feeling alone, and God's always with you. He never leaves you or forsakes you. Psalms 118:8 says, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. You know, Paul's thorn in the flesh was what? People. We put our trust in God, not in a man. Proverbs 30 and verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. You know, when you're consistent in what the word says, then you'll be persistent in the challenges ahead of you. Be persistent. Don't give up. Go to God with your desires and your faith and watch God bring it to pass. In the days of trouble, I'll call upon you, says God. In the days of trouble, I call upon you. That's what we do to God. For you answer me. God always answers you, and he'll always give you the perfect words for the perfect timing. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, when we go to God, he'll direct our paths so that we are a conqueror, that we have achieved our goals. We are seeing our desires come to pass. You know, Lawrence was sharing on faith. Faith is now. We may have hopes and we may have dreams and their future, but the faith is what brings it to pass right now. So my teaching tonight is to be consistent, remembering who you are in Christ, knowing that God never made a failure, that he loves you beyond any comparison, and that the God of this world wants to beat you down. He wants you to think bad. He wants you to think you're not good enough. But when we are persistent, when we rise to the challenge, when we overcome those problems, we will see those desires, and our faith will take us higher, and we will see things come to pass. So bless your hearts.
Well, that was wonderful, Kim. And, you know, when we're consistent and persistent, that's how we keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
You know, and God wants us to keep moving, you know, and keep moving forward. stay on that way of holiness, keep focus with him, and, you know, don't let any negatives invade your space. I refuse those negatives around me. I don't even let the people, I practice in, not when someone starts talking, I stop them. I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's something to do with them and I can minister and they want to receive.
Yeah.
But if they're just bumping their gums, I stop them, because that's being bold. We need to be bold as well with people. Say, hey, hold on a minute. I don't want to listen to that. You know, and let people know. Let Satan know. Because Satan works in people. If you remember Peter, you know, he was saying all those wonderful things. You're the Christ. You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then the next minute, you know, he says, no, you're not, you know, you're not going to go through these things. And what did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. He wasn't talking to Peter. He was talking to Satan. So, like, you know, we just got to be sharp. You know, you've got to be sharp, quick, powerful and sharp, and running with the word, running with God, and speaking in tongues much. You know, build your heart with his word. Say what God says. And just, you know, fix your thoughts on things above, you know, and you'll start to see, if you do this faithfully every day,
consistently,
say what God says consistently and be persistent in doing it, you'll start to see things change around you very, very quickly. And I can testify to that, because that's what I'm practicing, that's what I'm doing, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm consistent and persistent. I go to God, I'm clear on what I want to, you know, I clear on my goals and my desires, and I give them to the Father, and I know that he's going to bring them to pass, not me. Before, when I first began full-time with God, I tried to make things happen, and it just got me nowhere, you know. But then I realized, you know, it's all about growth with God. You know, Moses, when he began, he messed it up the first time and spent 40 years in the wilderness. Well, I don't want to spend 40 years in any wilderness. I want to move with the Father. And Abraham and Sarah, they had a little setback and got an Ishmael. But when they finally believed God, then God done the work. So,
but it's also, like Vida was saying about receiving, we have to learn to receive those things from God. You know, not doing it in our own strength, but receive, learning to receive that God's going to actually come to pass and bring those desires to pass. Well, is there anybody on the Skype that would like to close out with a word of prayer?
Yes.
Go on, Kim.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the wonderful gathering that we have of these brothers and sisters, one spirit, one mind. And we love to hear these encouragements from you, Father God, that you just boost our stand, and we know that our faith is not at a constant high level. Sometimes it sinks a little bit down, but we just need to look to you, Father, listen to a fellow brother or sister, look into the word, and we see that things are working for us through you, Lord, and that we are boosted, we are lifted up, and we stay standing just like trees by the ponds of the water, and from us shall flow living waters. That's what God, Jesus has told us. From us, the believers, the living waters shall flow. So I thank you, Father God, for giving this wonderful encouragement, this boosting up, this building up of our spirits, which we all need encouragement and love from one another and like-minded brothers and sisters. So I thank you, Lord, for all the love and the knowledge of your word that has been shared amongst us also this night, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, for your trust, and you trust us with your word, Lord. We have a wonderful responsibility to hold forth that word to others, and a responsibility to the church of reconciliation, the church of grace, your church, Lord, the church of the body of Christ. So I thank you, Father, for all of these things, in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful Skype fellowship, for blessing the people that attended and the ones that are going to listen. Thank you, Father, that we are the body of Christ, the church of the living God, Father, you. And I thank you that Jesus Christ is our head, and I thank you that we can move with you and move with those that are like-minded and desire you and the things of you more than the world, Father. Thank you for bringing us laborers, those that really are hungry and searching. Thank you, Father, that we can that we are your light in this world, that we can bring your power, your deliverance, your answers, your solutions into other people's lives, Father. And that, Father, people's hearts are turned to you and that you get the glory for what you've given us the privilege of doing, God. And that is to speak and hold forth your word, bringing deliverance to others. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you for the manifestations that we're about to hear. And so would someone like to manifest, whether it's speaking in tongues or bringing forth a word of prophecy, anyone on the internet, please go for it.
Papa Shantiri Baba Hamra Baba Shantiri Bik Dia Hamra Baba Shantiri Hamra the City Dia O Papa Kigia Trapa Sentre Pipik Dia Hohamra Papa Shanti Pesidi Nara Baba Kigia Trapa Sentre Pipik Dia. Know this, my children, that I have a wonderful burning love for you, that I will always take care of you. Look to my word. My word will give you all the answers that you have to your troubles, whatever it may be, big or small. My word works for you, my children, and trust in me and look to my son, Jesus, and he will always comfort you.
Amen. And Fida, would you like to manifest, please?
You are my dear children, and I love you so, so much. There is nothing that I will not do for you. And I will not give you bad gifts, my kids. I will give you all good things. So come to me, open your heart up to me, fellowship with me, have intimate time with me, your Father, for I'm here waiting on you, waiting to spend that time with you, waiting to fill you with everything that you long for, the peace that you need. I'm here to satisfy your very soul. So my kids, just come to me and spend that time with me, and all your desires of your heart shall come to pass. Everything that you've ever longed for is here waiting for you.
Amen. Would someone else like to manifest?
Know, my children, that you can walk boldly with me. Just be simple in your hearts. Look above to my things, the spiritual things. And know that nothing gives me more pleasure than see you living my promises in your life. Walk boldly and be sure and trust in your hearts that every step that you take is with me side by side. Don't hold yourself to leave all the signs, wonders, and miracles in your life. Let the others see it and lead them to that. Lead them to me so they can leave all their things in their lives. Just be simple, believe, and trust in me with all your hearts, my children.
Amen. And David, would you like to close out with a word of prayer, brother?
Yes. God, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for these words. Thank you for a wonderful night that we had. Just enjoying your presence, enjoying each other, sharings and all that love that you have for us and through the words that we heard tonight. That our hearts healed, and you're so loving to us. We are so thankful, and we give everybody in this fellowship and all our loved ones, we give them to you. Thank you, Father, for a great night's sleep for everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Okay, well, it's a wonderful Skype fellowship, and thank you, everyone, for sharing, and thank you for Fida for joining us tonight. It was a real blessing. So have a little chat amongst yourselves.